With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Mercedes and JC here. Thanks for downloading our podcast.
Yes, you've downloaded it. Now subscribe to it. And while you're at it, share it with your friends.
And don't forget to follow us on social, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Mercedes in the AM and on Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning free show.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. Oh, yeah. How are you doing this morning?
It is such a blessing from God to work with someone that understands me 100%.
I do understand
you. We don't even have to speak
you.
Sometimes. We get each other. I was just talking to Mercedes before, and she just made a comment about something going on in my life, and it was just like, you know me.
How did you know? How did you know? Well, I'm glad that I know you, and I feel the same way about you. I think you definitely know me and my quirks, and it's nice. Actually, last night, I was thinking about it this morning as I was walking down the stairs on my way here and in my house. And last night, JC and I hosted the UNLV Alumni Awards. And I just thought it was so nice how when we were leaving, I was wearing high heels. And, you know, after a while, it's hard to walk in them. And we were leaving and we were walking down the steps at the student union over at UNLV. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And there's no rail to hang on to. I was
kind of
wobbling.
Right? Yeah.
And I was like, can I grab onto you? And you put out your arm like, m'lady. And I'm like, thank you. And so we're walking down there. And like 2 seconds after we got down at the bottom of the stairs, there was someone who listened to the show. And he's like, JC, Mercedes. Yeah. And I'm like, did that look weird? Like, we're like, hey, let's walk down together.
Leo, I was
like,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. So it was just, I was thinking about this morning as I was coming down the stairs, stable, because I'm wearing sneakers now. But,
well, I needed you as much as you needed me, because I had some heels on last night as well. That was a little wobbly walking down those steps. I was a little scared.
Man,
my heels might give out.
You got this. You got this.
Did you hear me talking to the UNLV tuba player after I walked you to your car?
No, you were talking to him?
It's a Mercedes car. She was parked. Then there was a car in between her and I, and then right next to mine, there was one of the guys in the UNLV marching band, and he had like a tuba or something. And
it wasn't as big as a tuba. It's like a small tuba.
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know. Because
a small tuba.
I'm like, you're warming up the tuba? And he just looked at me like, who are you?
Oh, my gosh.
And why are you talking to me? He's like, yeah. I'm like, are you in the marching band?
I play volleyball.
I just walk around campus with a tuba. He's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, cool. Well, go get him. He's like, thanks,
go get
sir,
him.
I will.
Did he call you sir?
No, he's like, oh, yeah, thanks, yeah, I will.
Oh,
what do you say to a person in the band? I know last night was the big homecoming parade after we finished the award ceremony, so the marching band was marching in the parade, but what are words of encouragement to a band member before they take the field?
Play hard.
Play hard.
Play your heart out. Play like no one's watching. Play till the cows come home. I don't know.
Play till your fingers bleed. But that's the guitar. Yeah. He's playing the tuba.
By the way, it's a baritone. Someone just texted us. A baritone. Yeah, it was so funny how he was there and he was practicing. He was like, rrr, rrr, rrr. And I looked over, I was like, oh, someone's practicing right next to your car.
But, that was fun last night.
We had a great time. Got to give some awards to some outstanding alumni from UNLV. It was really inspiring, really cool. I felt like we were trying. JC and I really wanted to like make it kind of upbeat and fun and tell a couple jokes. I felt like one of our jokes went over really well, and then another one just fell flat. I was like, oh.
Which one do you think went over?
I can't remember. I just remember we did it. I was like, okay, that's not good.
Was it the Michael Honors? Because I love that one.
I think so. Want to do it? Want to reenact it?
Yes. So we were introduced on stage, and because you had the line. So you go first.
I was like, So we're really excited to be here introducing these outstanding alumni to you. JC and I, we both went to UNLV. We both graduated with honors. And so it is a great honor to be here with you guys tonight.
Now you can't see me, but I'm kind of giving Mercedes like a crooked face, like, with honors?
And then I looked at you and I'm like, what?
And I said, I've got my peers and my buddies here. They know my history. They know honors. I didn't graduate with honors.
You sure there wasn't a guy in your class named like Michael Honors or something like that?
See, the room, we took the joke too long.
We did.
Because I noticed that when you said we graduated with honors, I kind of gave you like a side eye like, huh? And people started to chuckle like, because he didn't graduate with honors.
Uh-huh.
And then we probably just moved on after that. I thought the Michael Honors thing was hysterical. I actually repeated that. I had to go to a function afterwards for my wife, and I repeated that joke to some of her friends, and they were cracking up.
They were?
They were like, so what'd you guys do? I'm like, oh, we're kind of cracking some jokes. Like, well, what was one of your jokes? And I literally retold them the story. They're like, oh, that's so funny. I'm like, yeah, it was Mercedes' idea. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. It didn't go over so well. You're right. We should have stopped while we were ahead.
What was the hit was we jokingly said, because last night was the first time that the honorees got to give speeches, and we said if you go too long, we're going to play some music, and we had playoff music actually playing. It came up and people started laughing, but I felt bad because the first guy that was giving a speech, they actually played him off the stage.
And it was a really nice it was an emotional speech. I don't think you were there. You were in the bathroom, but afterwards the girl who was running the
I saw
the
her
show,
before I went in the bathroom, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
She said, I was like, how come you played the get off the stage music for that guy? We were totally kidding. She's like, oh, well, he was going long. I was like, oh my gosh, I felt so bad because it was this nice emotional speech.
Dr. Kevin, yeah.
Oh man, I felt terrible.
He's thanking his parents. He's getting choked up, and all of a sudden, the music was that. And he looks up. He's like, oh, I'm getting played off. Have a good night, everybody. And he walked off the stage.
Oh, it was awful, but we had a great time.
It was a good time.
And UNLV, like we said, we both went there and just love it. And it's amazing to see how many, aside from you and I, how many smart, intelligent people came out of there.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
119,000 people, is that what they said, graduated from UNLV?
Yeah, not last year. But
no, in the course of the history of the school.
Can you imagine that graduation ceremony with all those?
Oh my gosh, you know.
Yeah.
100 and that man.
It's hard enough.
That
with
scared
400.
Me. Yeah.
All right, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear La Isla Bonita by Madonna?
This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita. And when the song was played, the song would set so high, ring through my ears.
Do you want to hear Big Me by Foo Fighters?
Well, I talked about it, carried on, reasons only I knew, but it's you.
Or do you want to hear Runaway by The Real McCoy? Those are your choices. You can text us at 21732. Tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next in Mix 94.1.
Right now. Here's what's trending.
Britney Spears is trending this morning. So she made the big announcement yesterday, and that it was that she is kicking off a new Las Vegas residency early next year. We called it.
Yes.
The show is called Domination. It will open in February of 2019 over at the Park MGM. So she made the big announcement at Toshiba Plaza last night with a parade and then a video that played on the side of the Park MGM. She didn't say anything, though. She popped out and smiled, and then she walked down a red carpet and got into a car, and that was that.
That's all that needs to be done when you're Britney. You're at that level. We don't even need to speak. Your actions and music just speak for yourself.
People were just happy to have her there. So she is back, which is great news. I really think she brings a lot to the residency scene. People love to go see her, and now she has a new home over at the Park MGM. Tickets go on sale on October 26th.
And will you be there on opening night, or it's at some point you'll be there, right?
Because I'll go.
One of the biggest Britney fans I know.
I love Britney. I loved her other show, and I'm trying to look at my calendar here. February, that's a long ways off. I haven't started planning that far in advance. But yeah, I hope to go. Are you going to go?
I'd love to see her. I saw her just once on the last one, but man, what a great. That's a show where I'm all about sitting down. Yeah. I don't like standing in concerts, but sorry. That Britney show, you're standing and dancing the entire time.
It's really fun. You guys got to check it out. So I'm sure we'll be giving away tickets to it coming up in a few weeks. So that's trending. Also, mom stress is trending this morning. A new survey has come out, and it shows that moms of three kids are more stressed than those with any other number of children. The magic number is three. Moms of three are even more stressed than moms of four. Which you would think the more the worse. No, yeah. That's actually not the case. They say moms start to relax after they give birth to their fourth because there's not enough space in the mom's head for perfectionism when you have four or more kids. And just the more kids that you have, the more confident you become in your parenting abilities. So one kid, you're not confident, but it's one. I can handle one. Two kids. Okay. Two is doable. I've got two hands. I've got two kids. I can do this. Three, that's when all things get out of control. And then four, you're like, I don't need to be perfect.
See, you talked about maybe having that third child. So hear this, you say, oh, if I have a third child, I'm going to be stressed out. So here's a great reason for you to have two more kids.
Oh,
have
no.
That third child and be like, oh, you know, the stress level is up. Let me have that one more kid. And we balanced out. What if you guys, I was thinking about this. What if you guys went in? Say, all right, Matt and you talk about you doing one more kid. Let's do it, baby. All right. You go in, you get the news, and you're having triplets.
I was going to say, like, the only way we'd have two more kids would be if they were, like, twins, because that's not happening. No, it's not.
No.
That ship has sailed, unfortunately.
It has not sailed.
That
ship has a steering wheel, by the way, and you can say, oh, Captain, bring it back to the dock.
No, not saying that I can't or won't.
Yes.
It's saying that my husband is so anti having another child that it's just never going to happen. He's just, and it hurts my feelings. Like I actually, whenever he and I talk about it, I end up crying because it just hurts my feelings so bad the way he's so adamant about it. No! I'm like, geez. I mean, he is really strongly against it. And I'm like, there's obviously no room for negotiation with you. It's just like, not happening. Nope, nope. And I get so offended by it. I can't even tell you how offended
I get. Would it be better if it was more sensitive now? Like, maybe no.
Yeah, yeah. If he was just like, you know, it's probably not a good idea. We're good with two. I'd be like, okay. But he's like, nope. He's so mean about it, and it hurts my feelings.
It's like he's talking to some telemarketer. Oh, nope, not interested.
Yeah, seriously.
Wrong number. Try again.
Slams the door in my face. So that is trending. Also trending this morning, Nebraska is trending. So the state of Nebraska, they have a new tourism marketing campaign, and it's brutally honest, but it is bringing a smile to a lot of faces. They've conceded that the state is a bit boring, all right? Yet they're hoping to lure travelers by highlighting that you can escape noisy cities and create your own fun. So they got rid of their Nebraska Nice slogan for this one. Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone. I mean, they're honest,
they
right?
are.
Because the state has consistently ranked as the least likely state tourists plan to visit, they're trying to shake things up with this new campaign. Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone.
What if we did that later on the show? We come up with, because we all love this city, but what if we came up with honest slogans for Las Vegas?
Got that
Las
on
Vegas.
My list.
Oh, you really?
Got that on my list
that
to
is,
talk
okay,
about today.
Because I just thought of one for Vegas.
I want to hear it. Oh, definitely.
We can do it for Reno, too, and other cities as well.
I actually divided it up into parts of town.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like Henderson. Oh, I don't want to say what I have, but
this is
anyway.
Good. This
so
is good.
That's trending. And then Judy Blume is trending this morning. The author, I know, JC, last, like 2 days ago in the Daily Dirt's like, want to hear a story about Judy Blume? We're like, no. Now it's trending. Well, the author's finally letting Hollywood have a crack at one of her most iconic works. She's given the green light to adapt the book, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, into a movie.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
843.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. It is 6 o'clock. Welcome to the show. I'm wearing my back brace under my jacket today.
You and I were talking about your back brace last night at UNLV and kind of came to the conclusion that maybe it needs to be worn under your clothing.
Yeah, because it was so. It's not a back brace. It's a posture thing that I saw an ad on Instagram, so I bought it. It's supposed to help you with your posture. But it's making me really hot because it's like right up against my skin, and I feel like it's also rubbing off my deodorant. So I think I'm going to take it off. I am so hot now. I'm never hot. You know me. I'm always cold.
Well, you got to take the, like, just take your jacket off at least.
It's like right up against.
Oh, you can't take that jacket off. Can
no,
you?
I can't because I'm wearing a tank top underneath it.
See, that's a commitment. You've committed to the jacket all day long.
I have. I know.
That was a bold move.
Well,
it's 81 today.
It is.
Yes.
I wore this because I have a TV thing after, and I was just going to go straight there from here. So I'm all dressed. But now I'm like, oh, gosh, why did I pick this to wear?
Well, you could go tank top in front of me. I don't care.
That would be, it's like a really thin tank top, too, with like a spaghetti strap. It's a total small tank top.
You've committed.
I'm committed. I got to wear this jacket all day long.
No, you're wearing this on the shoot today as well?
This is what I was going to wear, yeah.
I like the jacket.
Thanks. It's a bomber. It's a bomber jacket.
I brought my bomber jacket, too.
We got bomber jackets on today.
We're the Bomber Brothers.
We always do that. We wear plaid usually on the same day. The other day, we both wore denim. It's very odd, this kind of connection we have when we get dressed in the morning.
I got a new shirt I'm going to debut on Monday.
What color?
Blackish gray.
Okay, I'm going to wear a blackish gray
do
shirt.
Do it.
Just to be there with you. People always make those jokes. We'll walk down the halls together and, oh, did you guys plan this? Why? Yes, we did. Jay, tomorrow wear your red shirt. Okay, I'll wear my red shirt.
Look at you two. Did you catch this? Did you plan this?
Yes, we did.
Anyway, how are you doing?
Good. I am great. Wonderful time last night with you at UNLV and the big alumni awards. What a special night and really cool to be a part of that event, handing out some awards and just seeing so many cool people last night. And then we finished that and I had to go to another event, just stop by, but my wife was having a work function downtown. So I was downtown last night at Commonwealth. I wanted to say I was shaking it up, but I wasn't. I was there for 15 minutes, and I was home by 9:30.
Oh, wow. You know, it was a long day yesterday, and I was thinking about you when I got home and finished my work. I'm like, I wonder if he's still there. Oh, my gosh, he's going to be so tired tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I just went down and said a bunch of our coworkers just were in from out of town, so getting caught up with them and just kind of made an appearance. Hello, everyone. How's it going? And then, but downtown on a Thursday night, hopping.
Is it?
Hopping. I'm rolling in there. I'm like, I'll find a parking spot right next to Commonwealth.
Aren't Thursday nights pretty much Friday nights?
Yeah.
They pretty much are. You know, that's just the night to go out because you only have Friday. And I don't think people worry about fully functioning at work on Fridays.
It's a throwaway day, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. It's what was Melody saying yesterday? It's Friday Eve?
Junior? No, sophomore.
Friday Junior? Yeah. So don't even worry about work today, people. Nobody's putting in 100%. You're fine.
How was the rest of probably a short evening after the event last night, but how was the rest of your night or day?
It was good. I literally got home. I ate something really quick, and then I just started my
work.
What
did you have?
Oh, what did I have? It was leftovers. What was in the fridge? Gosh, I don't even remember. What did I have last night?
Because I got home and made myself two eggs and toast when I got home.
Did you really? Yeah. You cooked something? I just remember putting something in the microwave. Oh. I cannot remember what I did. That's really weird. That tells you how tired I am.
We're not going to break until you tell us what you had for dinner last night.
I walked in. I opened the fridge. I was like, what's here? Oh, it was a half of a chicken breast and some broccoli. And it's not rice. It's like the...
Quinoa?
It's like noodle rice. It's like, it's noodly.
Zoodles?
It's not zoodles. It's rice. It's like a pasta rice. It's like a pasta rice.
That sounds good.
It's delicious. Ah, that was my husband texting me.
You tell me what you had for dinner.
Here's what you had for dinner last night. Thank you. I was tired. I was supposed to email you guys stuff. Didn't even email it. I totally forgot.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's a throwaway day. Come on.
Exactly.
But it's not a throwaway day for you. Listen to what we have lined up here. 8:25, your tickets to that New Kids on the Block mixtape tour with special guests Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature. Now, 7:20 is your chance to win $1,000 with our 12K payday. 7 o'clock, the Silver Fox, Anderson Cooper, will be on the show with us.
I cannot wait to talk to him because he and Andy Cohen are doing that show together. And I want to know what is happening on that. We talked to Andy about it. We got Andy's side. But what is Anderson's side? Because he's so straight-laced that it seems like such an odd
combination.
What's he gonna
do? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Anderson Cooper at 7 o'clock. Coming up here in 15 minutes. They go on sale this morning, but we have them for you. WWE is bringing SmackDown to the T-Mobile Arena in December. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you coming up at 6:20. And then coming up here in the dirt, the details on Lady Gaga's engagement ring, they're simply jaw-dropping. I'll explain coming up in 7 minutes.
You
have the Denver Broncos as your fantasy football team defense?
No, I don't.
Didn't they have like 2 touchdowns last night?
I did not pick them up. Did they get a lot of points?
Driving in this morning here to Sports Update. Yeah, Broncos, I think the defense, I mean, the Broncos crushed the Cardinals last night, but I think their defense scored 2 touchdowns last night.
Wow.
Speaking of football, it is homecoming for UNLV. Tonight, they take on Air Force. 7 o'clock out at Sam Boyd. I think UNLV is an underdog by like 10, 12 points. It's homecoming. There's a great energy on campus last night. I have a feeling tonight's going to be a big win for the Rebels.
I certainly hope so because it's been kind of dreary there for a little while.
Turn it around tonight.
By the way, in our league, they scored 36 points, their defense.
Wow.
Yeah, I just had to look it
up.
Oh,
man.
The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
If you didn't hear the news, Lady Gaga is engaged. She's engaged to her agent. His name is Christian Carino. Check this out. Her pink sapphire engagement ring is worth $400,000.
Wow. That I would never wear it. I'd be so scared. I don't have anything that's worth that much money.
House?
I don't. Yeah, maybe.
But you got a mortgage on it, though, probably.
Yeah, it's not mine, yeah. though. That's the thing. I don't own it. So I'm trying to think. Even all my stuff that I own combined probably is not $400,000.
House removed. What is your most valuable possession? What do you think is your most valuable possession?
In terms of money?
Home and car removed.
Oh, cars removed?
Cars removed as well.
Gosh. Our couch? Maybe? I don't know. I'm trying to think. I would say our couch. We got a leather couch that I remember. We're like, oh, but it's an investment. And we're like, So, yeah, I guess our couch. What's yours?
Sam, I'm trying to think.
You take those two things out, your laptop? Yeah.
Yeah, but still, it's like 4 years old. TV, maybe?
That's what I was going to say initially, the TV, but I know we got it on sale. So
yeah.
I think it was a couch. It's really interesting.
Good for Lady Gaga and that engagement ring. That gives us a chance here to play this little song from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. In the
shadow. Yeah, when are we playing this for real?
You want to play this hour?
Our boss said we were adding it, and
I've heard it on the station, just not
have?
With us. Yeah, let's do it this hour. We've got your WWE tickets coming up here at the end of the dirt, and we'll do heads up. And why not out of heads up, we do shallow.
Sounds good to me.
It's a great song. Go see this movie this weekend.
The way it works in radio, when you add songs to your playlist, they start playing at night, and then they move back to the afternoons, and they move back to middays, and then they move to mornings.
This is our song. We're playing it. The whole song is coming up here
in
less than 10 minutes.
Good.
Pretty much everyone except the NFL has confirmed that Maroon 5 is going to be performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Turns out Maroon 5 was the NFL's second choice.
Mm.
Us Magazine claims that the NFL offered the halftime show to Rihanna, but she turned them down over the national anthem controversy. Sources say the NFL and CBS really wanted Rihanna to be the performer at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. They offered her the gig, but she said no because she doesn't agree with the NFL stance with the whole national anthem and kneeling and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, what's the phrase? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So
Maroon 5's
that's in. That's what she believes in, then yeah, definitely.
The big movie this weekend is Halloween. So the new movie ignores all the other sequels and focuses on Michael Myers' first target, who was Jamie Lee Curtis. Now, she spent the past 4 decades preparing herself and heavily fortifying her house for Michael's return and their final confrontation.
Oh, great. It never ends. My husband's so excited for that movie. He loves that series.
There were so many Halloween 2, 3, Halloween H2O. They're saying, no, wipe all those other ones out.
Get
if you
back
want
to the roots.
Watch the first one. And this one is a follow-up to that first one. We skip everything in between.
That's I think, the winning recipe for Halloween, really. You don't need all that
stuff.
Michael goes to space.
Oh, that's
and
right.
All that.
Michael versus Freddy.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
We've got your tickets right now to WWE SmackDown Live coming to T-Mobile Arena. This is going to be awesome. December 11th, caller 20, 702. 364-9400. If that's you, you get to play. Heads up.
Okay, we have one category left this week since it is Friday. And that category is aesthetic. So if you think you can get 6 and 60 seconds with this category, you should call right now. Our number is 702-364-9400. Caller 20 is in.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, what time am I?
You're in for Heads Up.
All right, Angie.
Yay!
All right, you ready to do this?
I am.
Okay, we have your category. It's aesthetic. National Esthetician Day was this week, and these are things that estheticians do, okay?
Okay.
Now, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you guys, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you're going to WWE SmackDown Live. You start now.
When you lay down and she starts putting things on your...
With the needles. Oh.
What is that called? She gives you a...
A massage. Okay.
No, not a massage. On the your moneymaker where your eyes and your nose are?
A facial.
Yes. This is when you have too much hair, she'll give you a...
A wax.
Yes. This is what she puts on your face to make you look real pretty. Eyeshadow, lipstick. It's
makeup,
all. Yes.
Makeup.
This is when you get your fingers done. You have your what done?
A manicure.
What are they called that they work on?
Your nails.
Yes. This is what you said earlier where they rub your back.
Massage.
Yes. This is where you go to permanently get what you do to permanently get rid
of laser hair. Laser hair removal.
Yeah, wow.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I was having such a hard time. Maybe it's early, but you got it, Angie. Thank goodness you were on it this morning. Way to go.
Angie.
Going to WWE.
Yeah. This is awesome. SmackDown is coming to town, and you're not only you are going, you've got three extra tickets to bring your friends and family with you. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing, Angie, and we're going to have more chances for you to win with Heads Up this morning. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have tickets for you to go to the mixtape tour.
That's Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper. The song is Shallow from A Star Is Born. Coming up here at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, 7 o'clock, Anderson Cooper. The Silver Fox is going to be on the show with us.
The Silver Fox. You like calling him that.
Yeah, is that his nickname, though? Because he's not an old guy. He's just gray-haired.
He grayed prematurely.
He did. He was. Yeah. I don't remember a dark-haired Anderson Cooper.
It's funny you say that because he just posted a picture of it on his Instagram.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was yesterday. And it was a picture of him like hanging out a car window. He had dark hair. And he said that was his first TV job in 1992. Or something like that.
All right,
a totally different look for
back to 92 for a dark-haired Anderson Cooper. 7 o'clock, he's calling the show.
It's 6:35 right now. I think it's so funny then. Oh, my gosh. Someone just made a comment on our Facebook page. Not to get off track.
Uh-huh.
I'm posting something on our Facebook page. I'll get to that in a second. But we were talking about what's the most expensive item that you own.
Yes.
And I said my couch. And someone said, wow, your engagement ring is less than your couch. I don't know what my husband paid for my engagement ring, so I'm not sure. I never asked. Is that rude to ask? What did you pay for my engagement ring?
No, I don't think it's rude to ask, but I think some people, I don't think my wife knows how much her ring cost.
I know.
Because we got it before, and now that we're mingled finances now, but the ring was purchased, and the diamond and everything was purchased before we were married, so she doesn't know, and she never asked.
Should you go back and ask? I'm sure he's told me at some point, but I don't really know. That's
my
weird, huh?
My TV's worth more than my ring.
Well, yours is just a band.
It's a simple
right?
band. Yeah, yeah. It's very simple. And that's how I love it. Simple band. Never take it off.
Do guys have expensive wedding rings with like stars? I've seen some with a couple diamonds in here and there, but I've never seen one like so over the top like a woman's.
There are extravagant
really?
Ones. Yeah, Aaron Layla Jewelers, where I got mine. It's so funny because he has gorgeous over the top ones. And I remember picking mine out and telling Aaron, like, I'm going to lose it. I said, I'm going to lose it. I went the simplest band that you have. And he's like, all right, here you go. But he's like, I'm telling you, there's you can do more with it. And that's the joke. Every time I go in, he's like, have you lost the ring? And I'm like, still
there. Yeah.
Still have it.
You would have been fine.
Yeah. He told me, you're not going to lose it. I'm like, I'm going to. And here we are 11 years later. I never take it off and have never lost it.
I always felt like it was kind of rude to ask what someone paid for something, but even if you're married to them, is it okay?
Is it, ladies, do you ask? Is that, you propose, you see the ring. When does that conversation come up? Oh, by the way, just curious, how much did you pay for my ring?
Yeah.
Or do guys tell? Because I didn't tell my wife, hey, by the way, that ring you're wearing costs X amount of dollars.
And not just that, but even after the fact that you've been married for a while, like for Christmas, I'll get a gift and I'll think, I wonder how much you paid for this. And I'll ask. And he's like, that's rude to ask what someone paid for a gift for you. And I'm like, I know, but we share finances.
Yes, don't you see? Like, I always went wondering, because my wife and I were somewhat mingling more and more finances. But I always wondered, so if Matt buys you a gift, I'm picking Tiffany's. I'm not saying you've got to. I'm just picking that as a store. But wouldn't you see the charge, Tiffany's, $300? Like, wouldn't you see the charge on the credit card and go, oh, I got something from Tiffany's coming my way?
We have an unspoken agreement, because I pay the bills. I am the one who goes through and adds up everything, and I send out the bills. And so we have an unspoken agreement that around the holiday time, I do not itemize the things on the credit cards. I don't look at them. He's like, you can give them a once over, see if anything looks weird. He's like, but don't look at it, because otherwise I'll know.
You would see everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not just what he spent on things, but just what he got in general. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he went to, you know, my favorite store, I don't know, Tory Burch or whatever.
Nike, whatever. Yeah. You see all the stores he goes to.
But he gets really upset. Like, he just texted me, stop talking prices. He hates whenever I ask, like, what did you, he'll give me a shirt. What did you spend on this? Why would you ask that? Would you ask any, if JC bought you a shirt, would you ask what he spent on it? And I'm like, no.
Why is it too, when someone says to you, oh, I love that jacket, people are like, oh, they have to give like the background of it instead of just saying, thank you. It's always, oh, I got it on sale. Oh, you know, Macy's Men, it's on sale. Why do people always, at least people I encounter, when I give someone a compliment on clothing or something, there's always like a backstory about the pricing of it or whatnot.
I always feel like I can't accept the compliment and I have to downplay it. I have to turn it into something negative. So you'll say, oh, that's a nice jacket. I'll be like, oh, it's really scratchy. And like, I have to make something
sale,
bad about
it.
Yeah, I got it on sale, whatever. Do you have a hard time accepting compliments?
I do. I think we were here in the studio yesterday and Jen made a comment about my jacket. She's like, that's a nice jacket, by the way. I'm like, thank you. And then you're like, you even told me, like, accept the compliment. I'm like, I did. I said, thank you.
No, you didn't. You're like, oh, it's old. Yeah, didn't, isn't that what he said? He's like, oh, this is old. It's so old. And I was like, accept the compliment. She said something really nice to you.
She said nice. What are you supposed to do when someone then, what would have been, I'll be Jen, you be me. Hey, that's a nice jacket.
Oh, this is old.
No, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, you're supposed
yet?
To say, thank you, Jen, and I like your blanket that you wear around your...
That's her Lenny Kravitz scarf.
You get cold in the studio, don't you?
Freezing. I actually blocked the vent today. I probably shouldn't have said that if our boss is listening.
Uh-oh.
I used to do that. That's smart. Yeah, that gets cold.
How did
there.
That make you feel, though, when you went to say something really nice to him and he's like, oh, well, it's old.
I think just a thank you is acceptable. You don't even have to compliment them back, because then it's not genuine. Just thank you.
Why, thank you.
You're
welcome.
I
do like your blanket. It's an ombre.
It's a scarf.
It's a scarf.
Oh,
it's huge.
It looks like a blanket.
It's the world's biggest scarf.
That is a huge scarf. Do you fold it like a scarf?
Typically, but not in here, not in the frozen tundra of my office.
Oh, my goodness. This whole time, I thought you were bringing a blanket in. Now I see it cuts off here. I thought it was going over your whole body. And
a
now
blanket
I
for a king-size bed.
Why?
It's a big blanket.
That is a really big scarf. Like, that is a scarf for...
It's the Lenny Kravitz scarf. Yeah, if you guys Google Lenny Kravitz big scarf, and you'll see Lenny wearing this gigantic scarf in New York City.
That's my husband calling. Tell him we're good. We're good. He did. Oh, man. Now I feel bad.
He's got 30 seconds. We've got to keep this ship on time today.
Hold on. Let me. Okay, you got 30 seconds. Go. Hello? Oh, he hung up. He showed me.
I'll set her up and I'll hang up the phone. Hot three's coming up. What do we got?
All right. We are going to talk about, where is my hot three? Early voting. It's beginning. We'll get you all the details on that. Also, do you work from home? If so, what is the best thing about working from home? And lock your doors, Canada, or someone might break in and do this to your house. It's Canada, so you know it's going to be a positive thing. We'll tell you what it was coming up next in the Hot 3.
We've got Mix 94.1's 12K Payday. This is your chance to get $1,000. It all starts next hour, actually, at 7:20. That's when we'll give you that hour's winning code word. And $1,000 could just be one text message away.
I think we go out with this news immediately.
What news is that?
It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
Early voting for the upcoming general election begins tomorrow. More than 90 early polling places will be open through November 2nd. The general election is on November 6th. If you didn't know, they actually have a thing where you can go to any polling place this time.
That was the same with the last voting we did over the summer. Yes, I went to downtown Summerlin. It was very convenient. Doing some shopping, and you know what? I'll do some voting, too.
While I'm here, it's a lot easier than waiting for the day of. You get it done with, and you're good to go. You get your little I voted sticker.
And I just can't wait for these ads to be done.
Seriously.
Oh, and my mailbox, packed with ads, too.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad, but it'll be over before you know it.
There's one ad that is... They have someone impersonating a certain person that's running for a certain office.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. Wait, no one can see this, but let me see if you know what I'm talking about.
This person's walking through the, yes, he's all disheveled walking through the desert. How do you cast for something like that? We're casting for someone that looks like so-and-so.
Can you act dejected and disheveled? Oh, well, then we've got the job for you. Oh, my gosh.
I wonder who that guy is, and he calls his family, honey, I got a gig. What's your acting gig? Well, I'm playing a politician in an ad.
What are you doing? What do you say? What are your lines? No lines. I just walk like I'm really sad.
And it's going to be grainy footage, too. Mm-hmm. Kind of black and whitish.
Exactly. Also this morning, so going to an office to work every single day is out. Working naked and unshowered is in. According to a new survey, 1 out of 5 Americans say they now work remotely either all the time or at least a few days a week. And here are the top perks of that life. One is there's more flexibility with your hours and your breaks. 2, you save time by not commuting. 3, there are fewer distractions. 4, you save money, especially on transportation costs. And 5, you're more productive. We both have spouses that work primarily from home mm-hmm. most of the time. I know he loves it. Does your wife love it?
Yes and no. There's days where she'll be in the house all day long working and hasn't had a chance to get out of the house for anything. And I've had the opposite schedule, just out busy nonstop. And I get home and I just want to decompress. And I get home and she's like, I got to get out of the house. So do you want to go run and grab some dinner? And part of me wants to say, no, I want to sit here and decompress. But she's just the opposite. Now, my wife kind of has the best of both worlds because, yes, she works from home, but she also travels a lot. So, like, next week she's in New York City and Boston. So this week she was home all week in the house working. But next week she's on the road, so she kind of gets the best of both
worlds. It's kind of 50-50 yeah. with her then, yeah. She does travel quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, and it's hit or miss. So, like, she's traveling the next couple weeks, and then she'll be home for a couple of weeks. So she likes it's the best of both worlds.
I think I would love working from home. I just the not getting dressed and driving part really is appealing to me.
But though your drive though is your kind of mentally getting ready for work. Think about your drive here to the radio station. You're mentally getting ready. You're listening to some music. It's your kind of buffer time to get prepared to start your work day. When you work at home, you don't get that. I actually told my wife once, like, just get in the car and drive for 5 minutes and come back to the house. Get that experience of getting in your car. Maybe stopping, getting something to drink, and your little commute every morning.
I don't really like to drive like you do, though. Guys, for some reason, love to drive, and I don't like it. I dread it. If we go somewhere, I'm like, please, will you drive? It's weird. Like, once in a while, I'll get stuck driving. Like, if I'm driving somewhere, and we have to be somewhere, so I run home, and I pick up everyone,
yeah.
and they all get in, and I'm already in the driver's seat, and I'm, like, secretly begging for him to come over and relieve
and take
me.
Over.
But sometimes he'll get in and he'll be like, this is nice being driven around. I never get to be driven around and I hate it. I'm like, I don't like to drive.
And every guy does that too. I do the same thing with my wife. This is nice being driven around. I do the same line as Matt does.
All right. Finally this morning, this is a perfect example of the difference between a break-in up in Canada and a break-in down here. The cops in Upper Tantallon, Nova Scotia, got a call earlier this week from someone who saw two suspicious women go into their neighbor's house while the neighbor was away. And it turned out those women were house cleaners who went to the wrong home. Yes, in a Canadian break-in, you get your house cleaned. Anyway, the cops are reminding people to lock their doors. So essentially, some people came home. They're like, well, who cleaned our house? Oh, it was the wrong house, but still, someone was in your home going through your things, and they did a really nice job for them.
That's a nice gesture.
I know. I wish someone would break in and clean my house. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. The keys under the back mat. Please help yourselves. All American Rejects. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Still to come, 720. It's your chance to win $1,000.
An intimate evening with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen coming to town. This is going to be fun. And Anderson Cooper is on the phone. Hi, Anderson.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. It's so good to talk to you. JC is seriously man crushing right now.
It's the first time Anderson Cooper has been on our show. It's really him.
So good to talk to you this morning. It's always a crazy morning, it seems, these days, right?
Yeah, I mean, every day it's been pretty nuts. But we're excited to come to Vegas. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
We had Andy on the show, and it's so funny because you think of the two of you, you got the AC squared. How did you guys even become friends? When did you guys meet?
You know, we met like 25 years ago. We were actually set up on a blind date, and we had a phone conversation to organize the date. And I knew within like 30 seconds that I was never going on a date with Andy Cohen.
What was it about him that you just said, okay, this is not clicking?
I mean, he was just so, like, I don't know. I just imagined him on a Bluetooth headset, like, walking around his office. Like, he was very, like, jazz-handsy, very excited. And he also violated my cardinal rule, which is he asked me about my mom within the first 30 seconds of talking to me. So he basically wanted to date the Vanderbilt boy.
Oh, yeah.
So he basically gave himself away very, very quickly.
But you guys actually stayed close, and you became great friends. And how did you say, okay, this might be someone I want to hang out with, but not in that way?
You know, we actually had mutual friends, and we started, like, going on vacations as a group together. And he's just so much fun. He's kind of the life of the party wherever he goes. And we've just, over the years, we've become closer and closer.
It's my opinion that every good friendship has an Andy, and everyone has an Anderson.
So, Mercedes, in our relationship, who is the Anderson Cooper, and who is the Andy Cohen?
I feel like you are the Andy Cohen, and I am the Anderson Cooper.
Oh.
I sense that as well. I can tell. Yeah.
I saw some pictures from a meet and greet you guys did at your show in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks back. And Cooper, your arms are unbelievable. You've got some big biceps, my friend. So obviously,
well, you know, I don't have a permit for the gun show. But.
Well, I actually asked Andy Cohen this question, and he gave me an interesting response. My wife loves Chris Cuomo, and Chris Cuomo is a good-looking man. So let's say you and Cuomo, you took off your shirts, you wrestled like two men. Who would win in a fight?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. First of all, Cuomo does fight training, like, constantly. He was, like, born to fight, and he's huge. He's way bigger than me. He's in much better shape. He would absolutely take me.
That's what Andy Cohen said. But Cohen said because there's a height advantage with Cuomo?
Well, there's a height advantage. Cuomo has every advantage possible.
I don't know. I think that you could beat him in a stare down because I love the Anderson Cooper facial expressions. And like when you're just not having something, you cannot hide it on your face. Like I can see what you're saying.
That doesn't do well in a fight, though. I mean, that doesn't really help in a fight.
But on Zoolander, it would you totally win like a model off or something like that.
That's right. I'll do a model stare down.
Well, we cannot wait to see you guys. It's going to be a fun time. Maybe we'll run into you at Christina Aguilera the following night. Who knows? But before we let you go, Anderson, is it cool if we do a little rapid fire questions with you?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
No.
What is your favorite pig out food?
Pulled barbecue pork.
Oh, yeah.
Who would you least likely like to be stuck on an elevator with?
Oof. There's too many to mention. I mean, I don't think I'd want to be stuck on an elevator with anybody. I don't like people. So I'm not really a people person. Andy would be happy being stuck on an elevator with anybody.
Man, we are so similar, Anderson.
Putting in an elevator with people would be awesome.
I just don't want to be around anyone.
Andy would like do Snapchat videos. He'd like create content out of it. Do a whole show in the elevator.
And last question, do you make your bed every day?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh. I like to come home to a nicely made bed.
We are soul friends, Anderson Cooper. It is just a fact. And we can't wait to see you. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right, great. I'll see you in Vegas.
Take care. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
A week from tonight is the big show over at Caesar's Palace.
I think that'll be really cool. They tell stories.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Talk about their friendship. It should be a good time.
Coming up here in the dirt, Cardi B tells Jimmy Kimmel that pregnancy broke her. We've got the audio coming up in 7 minutes.
This is The Daily Dirt. Just the right amount of celebrity juice and Hollywood gossip. Mix 94.1.
Britney Spears is launching a new Las Vegas residency in February. The show is called Domination and will launch at Park Theater at Park MGM. Was anyone out there last night, Toshiba Plaza, when she did the big reveal and walked out and walked down the steps and walked to her car and went away?
I was surprised she didn't say anything. I thought that it was going to be like a big announcement, but basically the announcement was on the building on the Park MGM,
there, yeah,
which was really very cool. But she popped out and then walked the red carpet and waved. And how exciting. I'm so happy she's coming back. She's such a great resident.
Well, Park Theater, so they got Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Cher, Bruno Mars. Don't forget, we have Aerosmith coming to town next year. So, man, 2019 is going to be the year of the amazing residencies here in Las Vegas. And speaking of residency news, Travis Barker has finally been medically cleared to drum after getting treatment for blood clots. So he'll be back with Blink on October 26th and 27th over there at the Palms.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad, because I know a lot of people were disappointed when they had to postpone that.
That's a great show. I saw it right before we got the blood clots. So the big movie this weekend is Halloween. The movie ignores all the other sequels and just focuses on Michael Myers, who his first target was, which was Jamie Lee Curtis. She spent the past four decades preparing herself for the night Michael returns. Now, on Netflix, it's the second season of Making a Murderer.
Ah, oh, are you gonna watch?
Making a Murderer, Electric Boogaloo. I feel I got my fill of that guy, the Avery family, season one.
Yeah, I'm good. But supposedly there's really great new information on it and some
developments. Yes, it's still ongoing on with that murder case. Yeah. And also, do you remember the movie Hocus Pocus?
You know what? I never saw Hocus Pocus. People think I'm insane for never seeing it. I never seen Hocus Pocus.
I've never seen it either. I thought you saw it and demanded that I see it.
Nope. Last year, we talked about this. I got emails. My aunt called me from New Mexico and was like, "You've never seen Hocus Pocus?" And then I tried to watch it and I fell asleep. But it wasn't because it was boring. I was just tired that day. So I got to give it another shot.
Well, tomorrow night on the Freeform channel, they're doing a Hocus Pocus 25-year reunion. And they have Bette Midler back, Sarah Jessica Parker, the entire cast. So maybe tomorrow night is a night for you to get into Hocus Pocus.
Well, you too, right? You got to watch it.
Yeah.
Isn't there a saying from it? Like, gobbledygook or hoopity doobity.
I think the saying is Hocus Pocus.
No, they say something else. If you've seen Hocus Pocus, you know what it is.
Let us know, Hocus Pocus fans.
It's a big deal. That's like not seeing, what's the one on Christmas? Miracle on 34th Street? That's like a big deal.
Which you haven't seen.
I haven't, because it's black and white. I don't like black and white movies.
It's Goonies-ish, right? Hocus Pocus. It's iconic. And I know it is.
Yes.
So Jimmy Kimmel has been doing his show from Brooklyn all week long. And last night, he had Cardi B on his show. And they talked about her pregnancy and her three-month-old baby, Culture. And according to Cardi B, her baby broke her body. Here's Cardi B last night with Jimmy Kimmel.
Was childbirth easier or harder than you imagined it would be?
It was totally harder. She broke my...
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh.
Let me take us off the air for a second.
Uh-oh.
To explain, Case. In case you didn't know.
When you don't know what they say on the bleep, you're like,
yes,
clueless. She could have said, I broke my elbow.
I just don't want to play that word.
Broke my forehead.
Not her forehead.
Broke my favorite vase that my Aunt Mary gave me. No, she didn't say that.
Here was Jimmy Kimmel's reaction to that.
That's
That's a rude thing for her to do.
Yeah, but...
I was always worried about stepping on a crack and breaking my mother's back.
Okay, I'm going to talk about this.
Don't go to China. You might break your mom's... Figure it out.
Ow! You poo-pooed this yesterday, but then you had it in, what's trending this morning.
I was waiting for this to come back and bite me.
And we had a breeze over it.
I poo-pooed this.
Finally, the Judy Blume classic, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, is finally being made into a movie. My sister read that book, so it was lying around the house, and I picked that thing up and I read it. And I identified with Margaret and her club that talked about boys, brawls, and... That time for ladies for the first time.
Yes, yes. I told my kid last night, because I saw this was trending, and I remember you brought it up, and I poo-pooed it. And I said, Sophie, have you read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret? And she's like, no, what's that? And I was like, oh, it's a movie about like a girl and her venture into womanhood and going through puberty. And she's like, it sounds like a girl who prays to God, and her name is Margaret. I'm like, well, yeah, that, it's simplest terms.
Yeah, if you break
it's
it down.
Doesn't sound very interesting to me. I was like, whatever. Jeez.
Well, maybe Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing would do something for her because it's another Judy Blume classic.
You know.
Super fudge.
I was a fan of the Sweet Valley High books. That was my jam.
You didn't do Judy Blume?
I think I did. Was Blubber one? Was one
yeah,
of
Blubber.
I watched,
about bullies.
I read Blubber, and but I liked Sweet Valley High. Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield, man.
The sassy girls?
Oh, well, the good twin and the bad twin. Elizabeth was a good girl. Jessica, though.
Were they like the Hardy Boys?
No, they were just twins who got into trouble.
John Mayer, it's his latest called New Light. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, 8 o'clock hour. Don't forget, it's Friday. So we have the Oh Wow Wheel, and this week's theme was seasons and months, correct? Is that we setting it up?
Songs that sing about a season or a month, yes. It's a calendar-inspired.
It's all of a sudden, like, because fall is here.
Yeah, things are a-changing.
So about 8:15 for that one.
It's 7:29. We were talking about this earlier in What's Trending, and I know there are some very creative people that listen to this show, and I think we could come up with some pretty creative taglines for this city. If you had to, you know, the slogan, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What if we made it a little more specific to certain parts of town? What area do you live in? And what would your area's slogan be? 702-364-9400. This is all inspired by Nebraska, their new tourism marketing campaign. It's brutally honest, but a lot of people think it's great because it's so honest and it's kind of funny. So they used to have their slogan, Nebraska Nice, okay? Nebraska Nice was not getting anyone to come visit Nebraska. If you heard Nebraska Nice, would you be like, hon, let's go to Nebraska. I hear it's nice. No. So instead, they dropped that slogan, and their new slogan for the state of Nebraska is Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone. I think that's funny. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I'll check out Nebraska because
of that
slogan.
Yeah, sounds, you know, Cornhusker country.
It's consistently ranked as the least likely state tourists plan to visit. So I guess they're trying to shake things up with the campaign. Now, we know... We could come up with a Nevada slogan. We could come up with a North versus South slogan. We've got the Las Vegas slogan, what happens here stays here, which I think it's time to switch that one up. But what about your part of town? Think about where you live. And just based on that, because you know that area, what would your slogan be for that part of town? 702-364-9400. Or maybe it's just an all-around slogan for our city. Do you have one?
I saw
you writing
Yeah,
something.
I was jotting a couple down for one where I live now and then one where I lived during my party college days.
Okay, do the party college day one first.
Okay, so I lived in Paradise Bay Club. It was Paradise and Flamingo, and it's been torn down. But is that the Spring Valley area? Consider it Enterprise? With
Spring Valley is like here.
Yeah,
that's not Spring Valley.
Well, I was thinking for the Paradise Bay Club days of the Paradise Bay Club, you can stumble home drunk from the Hard Rock. Paradise Bay Club, where you can stumble home drunk from the Hard Rock. And that was great. Going to the Hard Rock
Hotel.
That
was great, stumbling home drunk.
Oh, yeah. Go to the Hard Rock. I mean, party it up at Babies and then just, don't have to worry about a cab or anything. Stumble home drunk and, you know, sleep it off all weekend.
I wrote one for Summerlin. That's where I live. And it's Summerlin. If you move in the bubble, you'll never leave. And I think that if you live there, you know what I mean. You never want to leave the Summerlin bubble. You just hope it's there. Because if you have to go outside the Summerlin bubble, you're like, oh, man, I have to go outside the Summerlin bubble. So that's why that's my slogan
that's good.
For Summerlin.
This is because I live in Summerlin as well now. And this is going off of some stuff we talked about on the show recently. Summerlin, rats, coyotes, and scorpions. Oh, my.
Jeez, it's true, though.
It's true. It's infested with rats.
Our rat traps?
Uh-huh.
We had two nibbles.
What does that mean?
That means that in two of them, we've got like four of them.
There's
that we
rats
put out.
Inside there?
And so that means two rats actually went in and took a nibble. But so that means that they ate the poison.
And they got out of there.
Oh.
You know, yeah. I was thinking about those coyotes I saw on my walk the other night. That's probably a good thing to take care of the rats. You know, pick your poison. You want coyotes in your backyard?
I'll take coyotes.
Yeah, over rats.
Okay, we're getting a bunch of taglines here on the phone, 702-364-9400, some on the text line. We'll get to those in a minute. Let's go to Paula. Paula, what is your tagline for Las Vegas?
As somebody who worked in criminal justice and seen tourists for 30 years, I'm saying, come on vacation, leave on probation.
That's great, Paula.
That is actually a good one for the city. I like that. Let's talk to Ariel. Ariel, what do you think is a good slogan for your part of town?
I want to say sunny town, shady people.
Oh, yes, there can be.
Sunny town, shady people.
This one just came in on the text line. Centennial Hills, a beautiful place to live and to forget you live in Las Vegas. Oh, well, I mean, that's, I guess that is good. That's from Chris. This one is another Southern Highlands. This is Southern Highlands, where you find the slowest Starbucks in the whole valley. This one's for Green Valley. It says, Green Valley, we used to be a lot nicer. What happened in Green Valley? I haven't been there for a while. I'm in my bubble.
Maybe we need to. The statues are still out there in Green Valley, sitting on the park bench and stuff. They're still in Green Valley. Please tell me.
What statues?
All the statues that used to be in Green Valley of like an old man sitting on the park bench.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, please tell me they're still there. Maybe this need to be freshened up.
So this is news to me. If someone knows, please let us know. Let's talk to Juanita. Juanita, a slogan for our city.
Okay, I live in the Southwest, and my slogan is, we all don't live on the Strip.
Yeah, seriously. Can you guys please figure that one out by now? Let's talk to Tara. Tara, you're also Centennial Hills. What's your slogan?
Yeah, so mine would be, looks nice, but not really. It looks nice, but it's kind of just an illusion.
That's awesome. I mean, hey, you know you live there. JC, the statues are still there. Just got some text.
Okay, good. Maybe they need to be polished up to look at, freshen them up. And, you know, maybe the old man, instead of reading the paper, he can be looking at his iPad.
Very, very true. Very true. This one is for Southwest Las Vegas. Southwest Las Vegas, trumped by Summerlin South. That's from Giovanni. Another Centennial Hills.
Summerlin South.
Visit Centennial Hills. Live here for the thrills. Here's one. Henderson, tourists have no idea what we are.
Oh, it's true, yeah.
When you say I live in Henderson, I'm like, how far is that from Las Vegas?
Oh, that was fun. We got the hot three coming up. What do you got?
All right, so the Mega Millions is at an all-time high. Powerball is huge. What are your odds of winning both? Also, what are the pet names women hate being called the most? And students got sick after their school cafeteria in Nebraska, of all places, served them this. Wait until you hear what it was. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
The Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
In case you haven't heard, both of the big nationwide lotteries have massive jackpots right now. Tonight's Mega Millions is at $970 million, and Saturday's Powerball is at $430 million. That's $1.4 billion combined. So what are your odds of winning both? Spoiler alert, if you won both, you might overcome taller odds than anyone has ever overcome in the history of the world. The Mega Millions odds are 1 in 302.6 million. The Powerball odds are 1 in 292 million. And combined, your chance of winning both of them is around 1 in 88 quadrillion. That's an 88 followed by 15 zeros. So just think.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Exactly.
But someone's got to win it, right? Someone is going to win it.
Someone's
going to
win both, but not probably individually.
Yeah.
One person will win one. Are you going to drive down to get a ticket?
No.
No, me neither. If the
opportunity presents itself, then I'll do it.
So let's say I tell you, hey, JC, I'm going to head down to Prim and buy some tickets. You want me to grab you some? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's an opportunity. I would give you some money.
Okay, so you give me $20 and I come back with your ticket and you win. How much do you give me?
Gas money.
That's it?
No. Oh. How much? I'm winning $900 million?
You won $900 million.
I am giving you...
No, actually, let's... Yeah, 970 million. Okay, Mega Millions.
I get 970 million?
Yes.
I would give you... You ready for this?
Yes.
Just you.
Just me.
You calm down back there, Jocelyn. Her eyes are lighting up. I would give you $100 million.
You'd give me $100 million?
I would give you $100 million.
Wow. I was just hoping for one.
No,
$100 million.
So that would leave me with 870, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's think taxes, too.
Okay, that's different. I'm saying, if you give me $970 million...
I get $100 million.
You get $100 million. Now, that number changes with the amount of millions that I win. You win $900 million. How much do you give to me?
If you bought... Now, just as a friend, or if you went down and actually bought the ticket for me? Because that's different. Sorry.
I'm not going to go buy you a ticket. So, just as a friend.
As a friend, sorry, I wouldn't give you $100 million.
That's fine.
I'd give you $10
million. Okay, that would take 10.
I'd give you $10 million just for being my friend. But I would say don't be telling anyone I did this.
Oh, I wouldn't tell a soul.
Okay, just still act like your regular self.
Absolutely. Don't, oh, I could get a new Mustang.
Get a fur coat and come into work with gold chains around your neck. Don't be doing that. Just keep it between you and I.
This whole thing, I had it in the closet. I'm all blinged out.
All of a sudden, you look like Elton John walking in with big sunglasses. Oh, hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone. It's just same old
regular
JC.
Regular me. All right. Also,
hold on. By the way, this hot three is brought to you by Red Rock Resort.
You could win money there by going and putting some money on one of their fabulous
tables.
Think
about it. Like, how often do you play?
I played this past weekend after we saw A Star Is Born. We're like, let's go try some video poker. We haven't gambled forever. I lost $20. I was so mad. So my husband does a 20. He lost it. We just kept losing money. So I lost 40 and I was out.
But you gave yourself, because to me, that's how you're going to win the money. If you say, hey, let's go out and gamble tonight, you're not going to win the big money. But if you're going to see A Star Is Born, because there's a story behind it. Mercedes, how did you win that $5 million at Red Rock? Well, we just went to see A Star Is Born, and we had such a great time at the movies, and we're walking out. We figured, might as well put a couple bucks in, and we won. It's never going to be, let's go gambling tomorrow, which is fine. But to me, there's always going to be a story behind it. That's how you're going to win your money.
But I mean, I'm not going to win millions playing a video poker machine. I should probably go for like the Mega Bucks or something.
True.
It's like a big Wheel of Fortune or whatever.
Yeah.
So, anywho. All right. So, do you call your wife a pet name? You don't tell us it.
Yeah,
right?
We have a nickname for each other, but we don't reveal it to anyone.
Okay. Well, according to a new survey, there are pet names women just hate, and there are some that women prefer. Take a guess on the top pet name that women hate the most.
Babe.
Babe is number one.
Is it really?
Babe is number one. I like Babe. And my husband calls me Babe, and I call him Babe. I don't mind Babe at all. Number two is Sweet Cheeks, which you have called me from time to time. It kind of weirds me out.
It comes from an endearing place. I call you Baby.
You call me Baby Doll.
Baby Doll.
And that's number four on the list.
Baby Doll is
Baby
it?
Doll.
I'm going to start using Sweet Cheeks. Don't be offended, anyone. It's a compliment.
Number three is Snookums. Four, Baby Doll. And five is Baby Girl. Baby Girl. These are the pet names that women do not like. The top pet names women find acceptable gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Beautiful. Lovely. Love. Oh, my gosh. I would laugh so hard if my husband. Well, it depends on the context. Like, hello, love.
Hey, love. Want to go see A Star Is Born this weekend?
I don't know. If he has a British accent, say, hello, love. Would you like to go see a movie?
Wasn't the guy from, was it Thurston Howell on Gilligan's Island? Would he call his wife? Yes, I'm referencing a show from 1968.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. I don't know. What did he call?
He called her love, right? Love?
Hello, love.
Oh, my love.
That's. It's not like that shocking of a nickname.
No.
A lot of people call their signature.
I'm just trying to think of, you know, love and pop culture. I go to Gilligan's Island.
Darling is the fifth one that women actually find acceptable. All right, get this. This is crazy. As you know, we just talked about Nebraska, and people in Nebraska pretty much live on a diet of two things, corn and beef. That's like the typical Nebraska diet, right? And maybe corn beef too. I don't know. But their stomachs definitely weren't ready for something this exotic. Some students at Potter Dix High School and Junior High in What's so funny?
Just going with your story.
The name of the school? Potter Dix High School and Junior High in Potter, Nebraska?
Potter, yeah.
Okay. Potter. They got sick last week after they ate chili in the school cafeteria. What was in that chili? Kangaroo meat.
Oh.
Yeah, your face. I wish I was recording.
Oh my gosh, how does this happen?
Well, it wasn't by accident. The school's head cook says he ordered kangaroo meat from their food distributor, Sysco, because it's lean and it's nutritious. And now they're pretty sure the meat wasn't tainted. And I guess there's a chance it isn't what made their kids sick, but it seems like it has to be. There has to be some sort of connection there. Their stomachs just were not ready to handle kangaroo. And the school fired the head cook earlier this week, so they're thinking it is related. The school also sent a letter to parents on Wednesday promising they would never, ever, quote, be serving food of this nature again, period. They spelled out period. Like, they wrote it.
Would you try, though, if it was
no.
You wouldn't do it?
No. I don't eat a lot of meat as it is. I'm not a big fan. A chicken and fish is pretty much what I what I eat these days. I don't eat red meat. Kangaroo meat does not sound appealing.
You just play a catch with the cow's tongue. You don't eat the actual beef itself.
That was so disgusting. You had no idea.
And but this thing, that cow's tongue, is still sitting in our dumpster outside.
Gosh, people were mad. They're like, you can make lingua tacos.
I know,
out
but
of
I think
it.
It got dirty though. That's the
I touched it. Yeah. Although it was a cow's tongue. I mean,
true.
Kind of dirty already. John.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you have a comment. What's up?
Yeah, I was calling because Thurston Howell III called his wife Lovey.
Lovey.
Oh, Gilligan's Island. Thank you, John.
Not just love, Lovey. Thank you. See, what the third. They had to make him the third.
Yes, yeah, so wasn't this first?
I mean, the second and the first. They just said love, but the third called her lovey.
It's Imagine Dragons. Mercedes, tell everyone what this week's theme is on the Oh Wow wheel, because I have to get something loaded here.
Okay, so this week's theme is a seasonal theme. Songs that have to do with a month or a season. We're feeling the effects of October finally, and it's getting a little cooler. Seasons are changing, so we thought we'd go with a seasonal theme this morning, and that's happening in just a few minutes.
I have huge breaking news.
Okay. Huge?
My brother, who has been one of the last holdouts, sent me a text earlier in the week letting me know that he got a new email account, and he finally dumped his AOL email account.
Oh, boy.
He is one of the last holdouts, or was one of the last holdouts, holding on to that AOL email account. He dumped it, and he got a Gmail account.
Fancy.
Fancy,
he finally
fancy.
Finally crossed that bridge. He got rid of it, huh?
He was one of the, but though he sent it to my dad and I, saying, hey, here's my new email address. Finally got rid of the AOL. I believe my dad must be one of the 1% that still has an AOL email account. I think my dad still has his.
You know what? And he won't get rid of it because I think some of the people that have these AOL accounts still, they are determined to be the lone holdout. So like they are going to hang on to that thing until AOL finally says, we're gone. It's time. You cannot use this anymore. We all had an AOL account, or I had an AIM. Did you ever use AIM?
I did, yes.
Oh my gosh. I would AIM my friends all the time. So much fun. What was your AIM screen name? And what are you the lone holdout on? What old thing do you still use? You just don't care. Maybe it's an AOL account. Maybe it's something else. 702-364-9400. Or you can text us at 21732. We just got a text here that said, I just had to send an email to someone with an AOL account. LOL.
my instant messenger, I believe, was... which is still in one of my email accounts, Radio JC.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm on the radio. I'm JC, so I'm Radio JC.
Which I still use to this day, which is so embarrassing. What was yours?
I've said this before. Yanks diva.
Oh, she's a sassy Yankees fan.
I'm a diva. I like the Yankees. Can you imagine if we had to go by our AIM names for the rest of our lives? How embarrassing that would be.
Oh, it's Yanks Diva over there in Radio JC.
Oh my gosh. What was your AIM name? What are you the lone holdout on? I wonder if your brother had an AIM name. We don't want to give out his email address, but what was his AOL account before? Was it just like his name?
Here's the thing, though. It was like his name. It was like his full name, which was great. Very professional. And then his... No, it was not. I don't know why I thought of that. It was Lord Steven Regal, who was a wrestler.
Lord Steven Regal was his name? Oh, my gosh.
Lord, who was a wrestler, but that was his email account. Because I remember emailing LordStevenRegal@AOL.com, and that was my brother.
That is so funny. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you alone?
I have an AOL account, and whenever I give anybody my email and I say it's AOL.com, they just look at me and laugh.
It's adorable. We're laughing with you, not at you. It's just super cute, you know? Did you have an AIM, Ellen?
No.
You didn't? Oh, okay.
No. Just straight to the AOL, and, you know, I know my husband keeps saying, we should really get rid of this, and I'm like, no.
Do you still get the email sounder, letting you know that you've got mail?
No.
I think they've upgraded a little bit, JC.
Oh.
Well, I still have a Cox.net account, and one of my friends, he makes fun of me for that. He's like,
that's your main email with friends.
It is. I'm getting scared because I'm starting, it got on some spam list. I'm starting to get lots of spam on it. And I'm like, I'm going to have to switch to my Gmail as my main one. That's going to be the one that I have to go to. Looking at some of the texts that are coming in here, I take at least 5 AOL emails a day. I'm 33 years old. I love my AOL email account. I've had it since about 98 and I have no plans to get rid of it. I do have a Gmail account though. I don't really use my Gmail very often. Really,
I've got one too. Yeah, it's just kind of there.
Sydney, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, what are you not getting rid of anytime soon?
I still had a Zoom, like the iPod competitor.
That Zoom player? Do you still use it?
I did, but they recently stopped updating the software, so now I can't use it.
Oh, you poor thing. I forgot about the Zoom. I have my iPod still in my car. I connected it to my player.
We have so many great songs on that. I don't want to lose them.
I know. That's so funny. Mischief 76 was my AIM back in the day.
Ooh, we must have been born in 76 and you're crazy.
I love it.
We've got the Oh Wow wheel here in studio. We're going to spin it in a minute. But first, here's your chance to win $1,000.
It's Mix 94.1's 12K Payday. Sponsored by Fremont Street Experiences, free concert featuring the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones on October 20th. Here's this hour's keyword.
This hour's keyword is race. Race. It'll be a race to see who can text the word race the quickest. Race. Text it to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance at $1,000.
How many text messages have you sent this morning? I've done 5, I think.
I haven't done that many. I've only done 2, but still.
Still, we've all been texting this morning, so just do one more. Again, that number is 72881. Punch it in your phone. Save it in your phone. 72881. The word is race. send it away. You could win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit our website, which is mix941.fm.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel. Mix 94.1.
Alright, there we go. The Oh Wow Wheel has been spun. This week's category was songs that have to do with a month or a season. And it has landed on me.
Whoa!
Woo-hoo! All right, here's the deal, though. You guys can veto me, and if you veto me, it moves over to Jen. So, right. Jen, your veto is out of play today. It's up to Jocelyn and JC to determine whether or not my season or month song plays.
You want to just hit it to start it?
I'll tell you it's a month, and go ahead and play it.
It plays for me.
Wow.
Do you know what it is?
September.
Yeah.
But it's October.
So? It's okay. You have the video.
It plays.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember?
Got your tickets to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour coming up here in less than a minute here, but it's the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. The wheel landed on Mercedes. The theme is all of our songs have to have kind of like a month
or a season.
A month or a season. So
yeah.
You went with this classic and no one vetoed it. It's a great song.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. All right, let's go around the room. If I was going to get veto, it was going to go over to you, Jen. So what would you have picked?
I picked a song from Rent, Seasons of Love.
Oh, Broadway musical edition of the Friday Oh Wow Wheel. I know there's a lot of Rent fans out there. All right, Jocelyn, what would you have picked?
You would have been thrown off by my choice. I went with some Guns N' Roses.
Whoa.
November Rain.
Whoa. Big size curveball.
That did not see that coming at all.
Like it.
All right, so Karnak Mercedes over here.
I made a prediction on what JC would have picked because I was going to pick this song, but then I said, you know what? I'm not going to pick it because I think JC is going to pick it. So I wrote it down. Let's see.
Hold it up to your head like the old Johnny Carson routine.
Okay.
Do you want me to just play what my song is? That what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's your song?
My song right here.
Oh, what a night. You know
and what does Mercedes have on her card?
Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bengals.
No way. Frankie Valli, Four Seasons.
But I feel like you missed the point of this.
December 1963 is the title of the song.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said Four Seasons. I was like, oh, okay.
No, the Four Seasons.
Oh, that's the name of the song?
The Four Seasons.
I thought it was just Oh, What a Night.
No, Frankie Valli. Okay. It's this Oh, What a Night, December 1963.
My apologies, kind sir.
Now... The beauty is that maybe one of these vetoed songs, outside of Rent, might pop its head up.
Stop. I like that song.
Might pop its head up next hour during the Friday Morning Rewind.
It happens at 9 o'clock. You can get your requests in early. Text them, 21732. We'll make up our little playlist, and you'll be good to go. So, yeah.
What a show this is going to be. The New Kids on the Block mixtape tour with special guests Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Naughty by Nature, Mandalay Bay Event Center in May. Your tickets right now, caller 20, 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
All right, we have one category for you to choose from today. Well, so you're not choosing, but the category is 31 nights. You do, however, get to choose your partner. So who is going to get 6 and 60 seconds? Caller 20, you get to play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Emily.
Hello.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up.
All right.
Yay.
All right. Your category today is 31 nights. Now, these are all Halloween movies, okay, Emily?
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you guys, 60 seconds on the clock. Emily, you get 6 correct, and you're going to the mixtape tour. You start now.
Okay, this is, we're talking about three sisters. They're witches.
The Sanderson sisters, crap, what's it called?
Magic, you say this when
focus,
you.
Focus,
yes,
focus.
Yes. This is da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.
Oh, Dada Family.
Yes. This is with Jack Skellington.
I don't know it.
Is it a Halloween movie or is it a never mind. Pass. Don't.
Oh, Night Before Christmas.
Yes.
Night Before Christmas.
Yes. This is the guy. You can't. Don't. If you say his name, he appears. Michael Keaton. Yes. This is a friendly ghost. His name was.
Pepper.
Yes. This is. This is a ride at Disneyland. It's a scary ride.
Ten seconds.
Pass. This is Freddy Krueger. He was on.
Right.
Oh. Oh no!
What?
Did I get it wrong?
What did you say?
No, he's Nightmare on Elm Street,
Nightmare
right?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Go back to the Disney one. I thought you guys were gonna have it on that one.
Well, so we got hung up on Nightmare Before Christmas, but she did get it, and then it was Haunted Mansion.
Oh my God, I can't believe I missed a Disney. Oh no.
I know. I'm so sorry, Emily.
Oh, heartbreak.
I know, my heart's broken too. I'm sorry. That means that I suck, and it also means that caller 20.
Focus.
At 702-364-9400, you get the tickets.
It is Friday morning, so that means we have the Friday Rewind in we're 9 minutes away from the start of that, so you can get your requests in now. Best songs from the late 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Text us, call us, 702-364-9400.
I have an update on something, and I have a new issue. You remember I was telling you how I was supposed to be a bridesmaid in a friend's wedding?
The dress.
In December, and
yes.
I didn't buy the dress in time, and then I couldn't find it anywhere. I forgot to tell you, I told her finally, and I'm not in the wedding anymore.
She kicked you out of the wedding?
It wasn't a kick out as much as a, well, if you don't want to, it was weird. It was weird. She's like, oh, okay, well, that's going to be an issue. And I was like, she was very understanding about it.
She sounds like a complete,
I'm not doing it justice. She was very nice about it. She's like, oh my gosh, I understand. She goes, well, that's going to be an issue. And I was like, it's my fault. I'm so sorry. So if you want me to drop out, I totally will. And
yes, drop out. I mean, there's no way to come. I mean, she was nice about it. You got booted from a wedding party.
But I failed and I didn't buy my bridesmaid dress in time. They all got the dress. So I said, I kind of volunteered. I said, maybe it'd be better if I sit this one out and hopefully.
I'll catch you in your next marriage. I'm going to sit this one out because I know, Sally, you're going to be divorced within a year.
That's not what I meant.
Maybe marriage number two, I could get the dress in time.
That's not what I meant.
I know what you mean.
I was like, maybe I should just sit out. And she's like, okay. She's like, I understand. I'm like, I hope you're not mad at me. She's like, I'm not mad. She's like, I am disappointed, but I'm not mad. So she's really cool about it. So that's off the table. So then, apparently a lot of people I know from Colorado are getting married. A friend of mine, she's not getting married till next year, but we got an invitation. Or I got an invitation to her wedding. Tell me if this is weird, okay? I've known her. This is her second marriage, actually. I've known her for a long time. I get an invitation, and it's only addressed to me. Just me. And she knows I'm married. And I've seen her within the last couple of years. It's not like she's met my husband before. She knows I'm married. And she invited me, but only me, to her wedding. And I can't figure it out if it was an oversight or if she doesn't want me to bring him. And if he's not invited, I don't want to assume. So I'm thinking, like, I will go to this wedding, but I'd like to bring my husband. Would it be rude to just add him on there and RSVP for me plus one, even though there's no plus one on the invitation? What are you supposed to do in that situation? I'm really confused.
You're 100% sure she knows that you are married? Is someone else handling?
They've met. Yes. She knows. And so do I say something? Do I just put a plus one, write it in, plus one on the thing? 702-364-9400. What are you even supposed to do?
Do you guys have each other's phone numbers?
Yeah.
You guys get a simple text of like, hey, got the invitation. Is it cool if I bring my husband? Or is it that you wanted to keep it to a small amount of people? But then if you put her in a spot, I think.
Then I put her in a spot.
Because if it's a budget thing and she wants it to be small, and then you write back saying, hey, can I bring my husband? Or then she's going to feel obligated. Of course, she's going to say yes. And then now all of a sudden she's got to pay for another dinner.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What's the protocol? If you got an invitation to a wedding and it was just your name, nothing with Mr. and Mrs., it's just JC, then what do I do?
I was in that situation once. It was a buddy of mine who was getting married. I was in D.C. He was in Pasadena, sent me the invitation, and I had just started dating my now wife. And I wrote back on the invitation. JC, and I wrote a big plus one. I wrote plus one on the...
You wrote it
I
in.
I wrote it in.
So rude.
I didn't know.
You're so rude.
I had no idea. And so I put it in, whoosh, mailed it off, and sure enough, went out there, brought who was just my girlfriend at my time. But looking back, when we went to sit down, there was a seating issue. That was probably their way of saying, okay, you want to force invite someone? We're going to have a little seating issue when you go to sit down.
We're getting some texts here, 21732. You can also call us at 702-364-9400. No, it's awkward for both. He's obviously not invited, but that's rude. This one is from Brittany. Says, maybe she didn't want to spell the hubby's name wrong. That's all. Or didn't know his name.
But wouldn't she leave it open for a Mercedes and guest?
Yeah. Or give me an option of a plus one. It's just flat out nothing. Did you ever have like on your wedding where people RSVP'd that weren't even, it wasn't a husband or wife? I had some friends RSVP to bring two other friends. Like it was the couple and they're like, can we bring so-and-so? They would love to come. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. They just wanted to bring friends to a wedding. I'm like, do you realize I'm paying for per person?
It's not a social gathering. It's a wedding.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe the nerve.
I'm sorry. I said some extra friends I wanted to bring, and they're really big fans of you at the time.
There's only 10 people that I want to bring. Is that okay?
Friday Rewind, it's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning, did a name come in yet when the song was playing?
Let's see. Checking the text line. No, they're not accepting responsibility for that song. But I have the phone number. I can text them back. Tell them thank you.
It's Rewind quiz time.
Okay.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how tomorrow night, it's the big Hocus Pocus, I guess, reunion show tomorrow night.
Is it a reunion or it's like a marathon and they're hosting
special,
it?
Special, yeah. Okay. All the girls from Hocus Pocus will be there tomorrow night talking about Hocus Pocus. It was 25 years ago that movie came out.
I still have yet to see it.
So in honor of Hocus Pocus, let's go back 25 years. And can you tell me what the number one song was in the country on this day back in 1993?
Okay.
Was it a little Ace of Base? Was it Mariah Carey? Or was the number one song on this date back in 1993? Meatloaf.
Meatloaf, huh?
Meatloaf was big in 93.
He was
a big man in 93.
He was like size-wise and name-wise. I feel like Meatloaf might have been number one, but I said it a couple weeks ago. Whenever you have a Mariah Carey in there, I feel like I have to go with Mariah Carey because she was always number one. So I'm going to go against my gut. Like Ace of Base is not even in the picture here. I'm going to say Mariah Carey.
Final answer. The number one song on this date back in 1993 when Hocus Pocus was debuting in the theaters was...
Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is the equivalent of choice C on a multiple choice test. Always go with C if there's ever any doubt. Mariah Carey is usually the answer.
Don't be slighting our Ace of Base because they were sitting at number 4 in the charts, and Meatloaf was sitting at number 3.
I knew Meatloaf was up there, but let's be honest.
Meatloaf can never take down Mariah. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
She's back with a new residency over at Park Theater. That's Britney Spears. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It's our Friday Rewind, and we do have one more song lined up to go.
Who's going to get that special request in? Maybe we haven't chosen it yet. 21732, you have a couple of seconds left to get that in. But that is it for us on a Friday. Thank you guys so much for a great week. If you missed anything on the show, make sure you check out our website, mix941.fm. We have full recaps. We have Jocelyn's producer's notes where she goes through the show, analyzes it, critiques it. Sometimes it's quite hurtful. Sometimes it's hilarious. So you got to check that out too. Also, big thank you to our friends at Metro Pizza. They just stopped by. We were recommending pizza places for Salt and Peppa on the Razzle Dazzle Mystery Guest Show,
yes.
And they heard us mention Metro Pizza, so they were super excited about that. They brought us over some pizzas this morning, so thanks, guys. We appreciate it. That is it for us for a Friday.
You're forgetting to thank one person this morning.
You, JC.
Not me.
Thank you
being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Nope.
I'm thanking Anderson Cooper.
Yes, you're
for
thanking
coming on
Anderson
the show
Cooper.
This morning. Yes, he was great. And next week, I know we have a guest lined up. We might have more than one guest lined up, but Leah Michele will be on our show. Leah Michele, you know her from Glee, from Broadway. She and Darren Criss are doing a show at the Cosmopolitan. We're going to be talking to her next week.
Absolutely. So that will do it for show number 843 of Mercedes in the Morning. And here we go with the final song of the Friday Rewind. Sit back, relax, because it's 5 minutes long.
Oh, my. What is that?
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show? Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates online now at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
Are your headphones off? Are they still on?
They're on.
Can you identify the song? It's a 93-second long intro.
No, hold on. Give me a second.
85 seconds till it kicks in.
85 seconds?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. World's longest intro.
That's how they did it in the 80s.
I really have no clue so far.
Oh, so far. You got two of the words correct in the title of the song.
So far?
So far.
So far away? So far?
Yes, so far
so
away.
So far, so good.
No.
Oh, I know. I ran so far away.
By?
Flock of Seagulls.
57 seconds to go. And man, if you're a DJ in the 80s and had to talk this up, it's a mouthful.
Here, now it's starting to kick in.
There we go.
Now we got it.
I'm sure there's a radio edit, but...
You know, note to self, edit all 80s intros.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Bye. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.